me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while.
Right here on 1480 AM KPHX. Greg Isaac here alongside our great producer, Eric Reinert. And, of course, leading us in right now is Bring Me Sunshine by Willie Nelson from The Crazies, which I actually didn't see. I know Joseph, I believe, was a big fan of that. Eric, did you get a chance to see that?
I don't remember. I think maybe Kathleen watched it without me.
Okay, yeah, it looked kind of interesting. Maybe this Halloween you got to check it out. Of course, this is Halloween Spooktacular Part 2 every Saturday all month here in October. Our Halloween spectacular shows and some great stuff going on, of course. And now another great thing going on locally here in the Phoenix area, now specifically Peoria, is Centennial High School has their haunted house coming up here on Thursday, October 15th. So this Thursday, and joining us right now is Centennial High student Luke McFall. And Luke, how are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you so much for this amazing opportunity.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for joining us. And what year are you at?
I am a senior this year. Yeah, it's a great year to be a senior here at Centennial.
Oh, perfect. Absolutely. And, of course, you know, involved with the haunted house there. And has this been something that they've done your first few years there at Centennial?
Yeah. So the haunted house has just been an ongoing tradition for several years now. It's an immense honor to be head of the haunted house this year. We did it my freshman year, and it was the we have a theme every year that goes along with it. And freshman year, I got to greet people at the door, and as they serpentined through the entire haunted house, they got scared, you know, every corner. And it was a great opportunity. We did not get to do it my sophomore year, unfortunately, because our drama teacher was pregnant at the time. But yeah, we got to pick it up again last year and continue the tradition, thankfully.
Ah, there you go. Perfect. And now you mentioned, you know, with being a senior, do you have a half day or do you still go a full day?
I am still going the full time. There's so many amazing classes at our school that I wish I had more time to take more of them.
Oh, nice. Very cool there with that. And, of course, so it's this coming Thursday, October 15th. What time and, you know, any additional ticket information regarding that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's from 6 to 8. There we have a carnival commencing at the same time. So this is our homecoming week. So we're taking advantage of all the people coming to enjoy all of the festivities on the main part of the campus. And then from between 6 to 8 that night, we have a $3 admission to go through the haunted house. And it's usually packed from 6 to 8. We have people coming through in groups of five, screaming their heads off as we take a lot of time to think very deeply about where they're not going to expect us to be in the arts building is where we hold it. They start in the cafeteria. And they serpentine through the back hallways and rooms, and we make sure that we have some tour guides directing them
nice.
To the next spot to hopefully scream some more.
Oh, absolutely! No, it sounds great. And have you had a chance this year, or in the past couple of years, to go to any of the other haunted houses that they have around the valley?
Sadly, I have not. I did a lot of research being given the head of haunted house this year. On other haunted houses, and there seem to be a lot of ongoing themes with toys and clowns and stuff. It's kind of hard with such a large drama department to find a good theme that will give you enough flexibility to have different rooms, but all under the same category. So this year, our theme for the haunted house is actually a hospital.
Ah. Wow.
Yeah, so we have rooms that are, we've got surgery rooms, torture rooms, the receptionist, and it's definitely going to be very surprising. I don't want to give all of them away, but it's definitely, and we've been planning for it just for about a week now, and it looks like it's coming together really, really well, and the ideas for it are very impressive to me personally. I'm blown away by the creativity that these kids have when you give them a theme and they come up with ideas that I didn't even think possible. And I'm very proud of to be a part of this theater department here at Centennial.
Absolutely, and that's a great theme because hospitals, you know, when they're dark, you know, it's obviously a scary place, and, you know, from some movies in the past like Halloween 2, you know, the original one back in the 80s, of course, you know, being there in the hospital, it's secluded, definitely is a pretty scary setting there. So I'm really looking forward to that. I'll be there on Thursday to check that out. And of course, now, Luke, I understand as well, you also have a pretty major role in your upcoming play, MASH.
Yeah, MASH is coming up. I do not have the biggest role in it, but it's an ensemble performance, which is very nice. With we have so much talent, it's hard to have someone you know have the spotlight with everyone, and it is a competition for when auditioning is it's pretty intense here at Centennial. We've definitely built that up over the years. Yeah, we MASH will be performing on the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd of October at 7 p.m. That's just a $5 admittance. And we usually sell out for those three nights. We've been getting really good on filling up the entire auditorium. And we definitely excel with comical performances, and that's definitely our forte as high school students, you know, finding those little things that can make people laugh. And we finished blocking the whole thing fairly fast. So right now we're just putting the finishing touches on it, getting ready for everyone and making it as laughable as possible for everyone and enjoyable. I'm very excited for this one, and I'm glad it will be my senior performance.
Nice, absolutely. And it's great, you know, a show like MASH, because obviously, you know, way before your time, and I'm happy to say this, it was way before my time as well, so I feel good about that. But, you know, before, you know, the school, everyone decided to put on MASH, the musical, had you ever heard of MASH? And if you had you ever seen any episodes? Or since then, have you checked some out on Netflix?
Yeah. I had heard about it a little bit, and I had seen a few episodes. Just walking through the house, I've seen it a few times. My grandparents actually watched it a little bit, so I knew about it just a tiny bit. But once the drama teacher announces the previous year what the upcoming performances are, I usually like to do a little bit of research on it and find out what kind of characters are fun to play. And so this year, since I'm a little bit more busy, I asked for a smaller role, and I'm Private Boone in it, and so I get the pleasure of falling a lot and creating comical, you know, physical comedy, which I really like to do, and it's kind of easy to do that kind of stuff. But we've got a great people playing Private or Duke and Forrest, the two leads. It's hard not to laugh personally being in it with them, and the little nuances and things that we're doing with it. I'm very pleased with how it's coming along.
Absolutely. It sounds great. And of course, Luke, we've got to let you go here in just a minute, but let's talk one more time about the Haunted House coming up 6 to 8 this Thursday, October 15th at Centennial High School there in Peoria. Of course, you also mentioned a carnival going on there. So sort of a family type of event. I mean, the Haunted House, probably more for the teenagers and adults. But the carnival, that's something that the younger kids could come out for?
And actually, we do have a kids' Haunted House as well, which I wanted to tell you about. It's just a smaller room, and we give them little jars of stuff, you know, with macaroni in it. They stick their hand in, and, you know, they think it's guts and stuff. And so we give them a little scare as well. So we do have a haunted house for the small kids, and then the big one for the longer one for the adults who think they're not going to scare, but be scared, but always end up, you know, screaming their heads off.
Oh, absolutely. I like to be at the front of the line, you know, in the haunted houses, kind of lead the way and see everything first, usually. So, you know, I'll be up there. And, of course, my five-year-old son, Mason, he'll love that in the terms of the kids' haunted house, because he's been asking me. He's like, I want to go to a haunted house. You know, we're saying, okay, a couple more years. And but that's great to hear, you know, something that he could experience there as well. But very special thanks, Luke McFall, of course, senior at Centennial High School. And look forward to speaking with you again as more things come up there at Centennial.
Yeah, absolutely. I look forward to seeing you there. I'll be there personally overseeing operations, making sure it all runs smoothly. So thank you so much for this opportunity on behalf of Centennial. It's an amazing thing to be a part of Centennial and have all these arts available to us. It's definitely something that I'm blessed to be a part of.
Oh, absolutely. And thank you so much for joining us here. We really appreciate it. And I look forward to meeting you on Thursday.
Yeah, absolutely. Vice versa.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And, of course, that's Luke McFall, senior at Centennial High School. Great stuff going on there. Thursday, October 15th is coming up Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. You have a carnival going on for Halloween. Then, of course, the kids' haunted house. And then the haunted house, a few teenagers and adults. And, of course, as Luke mentioned, the theme is hospital. And so that's always a pretty creepy theme there. Coming up, and so really looking forward to that. If you're in the Peoria area there by Centennial High School, you got to check that out. And if not by Peoria, you got to drive over there, you know, get on the 101, get on the freeway, take the streets. Great stuff going on. You always love, you know, all these different attractions going on in October. And of course, we went last night, Jack and Jill's Haunted Hill, as we talked about with the owner, Jackson Keith, earlier on, just how great it is. I mean, these types of things, it gets you kind of in the mood for Halloween. And then settings and different attractions like this, you know, done for other great causes as well, you know, helping out the schools and the districts and some great stuff. And it just sounds like it will be a great time as well. So definitely give that a check out once again, this Thursday, October 15th, 6 to 8 p.m., Centennial High School there in Peoria. And of course, as we're nearing the end of the show here, a very special thanks to all our guests today. Some great stuff on our Halloween Spooktacular Part 2. Of course, next week, Halloween Spooktacular Part 3. And as Joseph mentioned to me, a crazy Saturday ahead. A lot of guests joining us there as well. So we'll have a big rundown of that. Be sure to go to Break, B-R-E-A-K, radioshow.com. Click the big F. Become our Facebook friend or like us on Facebook. And, of course, you get the updates on upcoming shows and guests we have coming up here in the month of October. Great time. And we're also going to experience some other haunted houses. So, again, I'll be out there at Centennial High Thursday. And then the very next day, Friday, we'll be out at Fear Farm and possibly one other haunted house as well. We'll get confirmation on that next week. So across the valley this October, we're going to experience quite a bit, and we'll share that with you. So definitely some fun stuff going on. And, of course, leading us out once again from the film The Crazies, which neither myself or Eric have seen, so we'll have to check it out.
It's Johnny. Yeah,
there we go. It's Johnny Cash's We'll Meet Again.
Some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away.